This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Sharitz and Shaoning. In the meantime, though, there are some other local stories making the headlines this morning, particularly one from the Ministry of Housing and Local Government, who say they plan to set up a property data platform integrating both past and current information in an attempt to overcome the mismatch and housing glut here in Malaysia. Now, KPKT's National Housing Department Director General Ajaya Selan said the project will materialise over the next 2 years, including data sharing from the EPF and the IRB.
So, I mean, this is intended to accommodate PH plans for building 1 million affordable houses within 10 years. So, I mean, data is important. I think it's the starting point before you actually... Well, it's surprising, isn't it, that 1 million came before the data actually came out. So, hence, I think that this is necessary because if the data comes out, whether or not there is that actual need of 1 million homes, because it's tough to actually achieve that, but considering that only about 60,000 a year, 60,000 of new homes is only, if you're being optimistic in terms of number of homes that you can actually achieve.
I mean, they're trying to create this integrated property data system, right? And the argument is that the data system would allow real-time data on houses' daily sales and purchases would be computerized, and then, defects liability periods will start when the data is made available and you can trace it back to the JMB and the MC, and the maintenance and defects element will also be digitalized. Now, I'm just questioning, would this really help our issues at hand in Malaysia, that there is a mismatch between demand and supply just because you have a database?
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of questions surrounding this database, right? Because the objective is to address the supply glut, but where actually is the supply glut? It's not really amongst the affordable housing just yet. It is more amongst the condominiums and high-rises and more expensive apartments that are going unfilled, because essentially the ordinary people have been priced out of the market.
Yes. So, I mean, data is not just important just for the property sector. I think we have to question a lot of the data quality that we have in Malaysia in all aspects. And again, it's when we want to develop something, first you have to get your information right. Before you want to set what are your goals, what are the missions that you want to achieve, you need to know what is it that you need to do.
But that's the developer's job, right? That's what he makes his margins from. It's up to you for the developer to find out where is the need and how you should price the market. So all this excess inventory we have in the market is a result of developers maybe not strategizing cleverly enough.
All right. And now we are coming up on the 8 o'clock news. So that discussion will have to be shelved for another time. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.